You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Just a reminder, folks, tomorrow is Money Summit. It takes place at the Sandton Convention Center from 9 a.m. Tomorrow, you'll hear that Dudu Ramelo will be standing in for me because I will be at the Money Summit. If you are attending the Money Summit, I look forward to seeing you all there. If you have not registered for the Money Summit, unfortunately, you've missed your opportunity to register, but we will send you pictures so that you get some serious FOMO about not attending. That being said, we're going to move on to taking a look at some developments around the Rand in South Africa and the performance of the Rand in recent times. We've seen that the Rand has come out or has been ranked as the third strongest currency against the US dollar in terms of year-to-date measurements amongst a basket of 25 currencies. Joined on the line by Andre Siliers, director at Treasury One, to take a look at this and try and see what this means for the performance of the Rand. Andre, good evening. Lovely to speak to you again. Very interesting performance from the Rand, especially considering how undervalued it remains and how difficult a time it has been.
Yes, good evening to all the listeners. Certainly an interesting year. But then, you know, when we speak about the Rand, you have to look at a lot of things that happened in this country over the year. A change in government, and a change in government that I've, for many years, said, you know, investors look at a country differently than what we look from it from the inside. So, for instance, if you look at the change of government in a lot of countries, especially in Africa, goes along with a fair amount of turmoil. Here we've had the majority party that was in power coming in at only around 40% and a handover of power, forming of a national government of unity without anything changing, with no guns, no tanks, no fights, no nothing. Investors like that. I think they specifically like the government of national unity that was formed. It's a couple of months later and there's no change. We had doomsday. You know, everybody was waiting for the lights to go out the day after the election and load shedding to return. It's 4 months later. It's not happened. The lights have stayed on for a very long time now. That's wonderful for the economy. So no wonder the Rand took its cue from that investor confidence, renewed interest in our bond market, stability in government and so forth, and appreciated tremendously. The question is, what's here?
Andre, when we look at that and we look at the performance of the Rand and we just look at the importance of that country risk premium, how I think we often underestimate the fact that this is something that is taken very seriously by investors to measure the level of risk associated with investing in our country. How much of that premium has actually come down because we've had these things in place, because we've fixed the own goals, so to speak, that only South Africa could have fixed?
I think it would be fair to say that that risk premium that investors placed on the country, and we see that in credit default swaps and so forth, in the change there. But I'm willing to say that, as far as I'm concerned, that's most probably been halved by investors. Mm. And there is other factors that comes to mind as well. We 2 weeks away from the most debated Federal Reserve meeting and the one that I think everybody waits in great anticipation of what's happening there, because the end of the high interest rate cycle seems to be at an end and we could see a change in interest rates. Now, that helped with renewed interest in our bond market, because you need to get in whilst interest rates are high and lock in those high yields for you. So what does it look like going forward, and how do we look for the rest of the year? Well, if interest rate changes in the US in 2 weeks' time, I think it's fair to say that we can expect the South African Reserve Bank's monetary policy to follow suit. That could give some money back into the pockets of very distressed consumers, both here and in America. And that could be the spark to a little bit of growth throughout the world if other countries follow suit. And that in turn could be wonderful for further declines in interest rates. That could be wonderful for the retail sector, company growth, etc. I mean, it just becomes enormous. And because South Africa would move in tandem with international markets, specifically America, when lowering interest rate, the differential between interest rates wouldn't differ that much going forward. It would remain very stable, in my opinion, and that in turn would then not be negative for the rand, but would be positive for the rand. And I think the currency that could come under pressure would be the US dollar. So the rand could very well remain within this trading range of 17.5 to 18.5 for the rest of the year, with the possibility of trading towards the lower end of the range, and at times most probably break it a little bit and go below.
Andre, when we look at that range, some analysts have forecast that we might even see 16 rand 82. Is that a realistic number?
Yes, that's always a very debatable one, how realistic and unrealistic things are. I think when we look at South Africa, we are an export-driven market that needs our exports. We need those dollars to roll in from our exports. And the stronger we get, the more competitive it becomes for our exporters. So I would certainly hope that it actually does not go there. It would be good for other things in terms of imports and fuel prices and so forth. But we are trading at the lower levels of the fuel price if you look at a 12 to 13-month period. So there's a possibility of that happening. I do think that it's not going to happen, because if that happens, we would take the rand to levels where we tend to go towards the over valued situation, in my opinion. The risk premium from investors is not completely gone, and it's not going to go away overnight. There will always be a risk premium. So I'm on the 1720 bottomish area, but then moving back into that 1750, 1850 trading range.
That's a very interesting perspective. It's not often that you see analysts come through and say that too much strength might not be the best idea at this point, but we'll leave it at that. Andre, thank you so much for the time and for the insights. That's Andre Celiers, director at Treasury One, sharing his thoughts on the performance of the rand thus far, the fact that it is performing against the dollar as one of the best performing currencies at the moment, and what could happen for the rest of the year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.